Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I am so thankful. I am so blessed to say happy birthday today to my little sister, Shantina Lewis, who I'm not going to tell you her age, but she has lived a good life, and God has blessed her with another year. And today, I just say to those out there with family members who have the battle with God, our God has fought the battle for them and saved their life with so many things out there, COVID especially, that we're dealing with. But we are forgetting there are other illnesses out there like diabetes, like cancer, and all kinds of cancer. My sister is a survivor and a miracle walking. Hallelujah. I am grateful to God that he answers prayers. And to my prayer partners, and you know who you are, I thank God for you, for praying with me, for lifting her up with me as we've lifted up your family members. I thank God, dear, here. Hallelujah. And one day I'm going to try to get her on the blog, on this show, to give her testimony, which is powerful. She has a powerful testimony of what God can do. And as we go through our word today, we are seeing the power of God in it. What he did for the children of Israel. He took them out of bondage. He brings them through the desert, but he has some commandments. And today we're going to go over those top 10, which I feel are the most important edits in the Word of God. God spoke these words. It's how it starts. And God spoke these words. God wrote these words. And we are for commandments. You know, I was thinking today, we are living in a fantasy movie. We are living in some movie that is out there that you're like, I'm watching a movie. Pandemic, not just a pandemic, but a worldwide pandemic. Movie fantasy. Cool. You know, you have one in Myanmar, and then you had an attempted one here in America. An attempted coup in America. Some fantasy stuff. Idolatry. People worship. Folks on pedestals. I can ask any child, I bet you they know Beyonce, but if you ask them, who is Jesus? They're going to look at you like, I don't know. Love, which should have been God. He brought us into this world. He knitted us in our mother's womb, which is why it's important that we not forget who God is and treat each other with love. And with kindness, and with grace, and with mercy. The word of God says you shall love the Lord your God. But it says first, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. But the one thing that God says, you shall have no other God before me. Number one. And we've forgotten it. We put everybody on a pedestal above God. We put everything above God. We got all kind of stuff to do instead of have time with God. Oh, let me look at this. Let me look at that instead of spending time with God. So for those that are joining me this morning, I thank you for joining me with time in the Word of God and with God. And so let's pray this morning. Father God in heaven, we ask forgiveness for not adhering to your word, for not putting you first in everything we do. Father, forgive us. Forgive us as a planet. Forgive us as nations. Forgive us as just forgive us as individuals. Forgive me, Lord. For I am not perfect, and there have been times I put everything before you, and I ask forgiveness. But you are my rock. You are my salvation. You are my absolute everything, God. I cannot do anything without you. This morning, Father God, I ask that you let this word come forth with power. For you are power. You are God. You are mighty. Father, I ask you to speak through me today, that someone who has never heard your word hears it, that someone just looking for a word from you will hear this word, that it will touch their heart, that they will be saved, knowing that you are God and that we should have no other God before you, that no man, no woman, no nation, no anything should come before you, not even a husband and wives and children. Father God, I ask you to please decrease me and increase you, and let your word come alive in hearts, minds, and spirits this morning. For it is a word that must be heard, a word that must be lived. We need to taste and see that this word is so good, and that it should be in our hearts and our spirit to follow your commandments, spoken by you, written by you, dictated by you. For you are God, and there is no other God but you. All the little g's are just what they are, little g's. But you are our God. You are our Father. You are our Father in heaven. You created the heavens and the earth and everything therein. And you gave us our Savior, Jesus Christ, who took the time to come to this awful, wicked world and take our sins on the cross. Father God, all we can say is thank you. Thank you for this day that you have made. We rejoice and are glad in it. For you, oh God, woke us up this morning. And I thank you, Lord, that you clothed me in my right mind to give you honor, glory, and praise. For you are absolutely my heart, my soul, my everything. And I say today, thank you, Father God, for keeping my sister here and answering my prayer. For you said, don't worry, just pray. So, Father God, we will not worry today about what will happen, what can happen. We are not going to worry. We're just going to pray, believing and trusting in your word that you will never leave us or forsake us. So, Father God, I thank you today for being with me, for speaking through me. And, Lord God, I thank you above all things for your Son and my Savior, Jesus Christ, who took my sins and the sins of this wicked, wicked world to the cross that we may have opportunity for eternal life. God, may someone be saved today from this word. In the name of your Son, Christ Jesus, I lift up all the sick, the shut-in, the helpless, and the homeless, and those that are seeking something to fill the hole in their heart. I pray, Father God, that they will find and seek you. In Jesus' name, amen. Whew, I'm getting emotional already this morning because this word just, it's one of my favorite and it's absolute in everything we do. That we must love the Lord our God, put anybody, anything above him. So let's get into our word. We are coming from chapter 19, verses 1 through chapter 20, verse 26 in the book of Exodus. We will also be coming out of, if time permits, out of Proverbs 6, 20 through 25, Psalms 18, 37 through 45, and our New Testament word will be Matthew chapter 22, verses 23 through 46. I am coming out of the Charles F. Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible Biblical Principles for each day of the year. This is February the 4th. One more thing. If I say life principles, life questions, life lessons, those are coming from the commentary in my Bible, my study Bible, and they are from Dr. Stanley. And I will say, and Dr. Stanley says, so that you'll know those are coming from Dr. Stanley. And the word of God says, in the third month after the children of Israel had gone out of the land of Egypt, on the same day they came to the wilderness of Sinai, for they had departed from Rephidim, had come to the wilderness of Sinai, and camped in the wilderness. So Israel camped there before the mountain. And Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, thus you shall say to the house of Jacob and tell the children of Israel, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on to myself. Now, therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine. Bam. All the earth is mine. And that is what the Lord said. That's what Father God said. All the earth is mine. And let's keep it moving. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel. So Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before them all these words the Lord commanded him. Then all the people answered together and said, all that the Lord has spoken, we will do. So Moses brought back the words of the people to the Lord, and the Lord said to Moses, behold, I come to you in the thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with you and believe you forever. So Moses told the words of the people to the Lord. Then the Lord said to Moses, go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes, and let them be ready for the third day. For on the third day, the Lord will come down upon Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people. You shall set bounds all around, saying, take heed to yourselves that you do not go up to the mountain or touch its base. Whoever touches the mountain shall surely be put to death. Not a hand shall touch him, but he shall surely be stoned or shot with an arrow, whether man or beast. He shall not live. When the trumpet sounds long, they shall come near the mountain. So Moses went down from the mountain to the people and sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes. And he said to the people, be ready, for the third day, do not come near your wives. Then it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there was thundering and lightning and a thick cloud on the mountain, and the sound of the trumpet was very loud, so that all the people who were in the camp trembled. And Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. Now Mount Sinai was completely in smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire, descended like the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mountain quaked greatly. And when the blast of the trumpet sounded long and became louder and louder, Moses spoke, and God answered him by voice. Then the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai in the top of the mountain, and the Lord called Moses to the top of the mountain, and Moses went up. And the Lord said to Moses, go down and warn the people, lest they break through to gaze at the Lord, and many of them perish. Also let the priests who come near the Lord consecrate themselves, lest the Lord break out against them. But Moses said to the Lord, the people cannot come up to Mount Sinai, for you warned us, saying, set bounds around the mountain and consecrate it. Then the Lord said to him, away, get down, and then come up, you and Aaron and you with you. But do not let the priests, the people, break through to come up to the Lord, lest he break out against them. So Moses went down to the people and spoke to them. Whew. I'm just going to tell you now up front, to my spirit, because it brings tears to my eyes, because I know we have forgotten God and forgotten his commandments. All you have to do is just look at the news and look and see people standing on corners with signs that says, I'm hungry, I need food. Children not in school. Teachers not wanting to go back into the classrooms because they're not safe. Everybody criticizing and talking about each other. Lies being thought as truth. Truth being called lies, or alternative facts. A lie is a lie, as you will find out in the Word of God. Anything you can imagine is in this chapter that God tells us how to act, how to behave, how to treat each other, and above all, not to put anybody else in his place. We have people in churches, in God's house, committing, God is not pleased about it. When you put people and men above God, he's not pleased. We wonder why things are going on that they are going on. It's because we've forgotten to put God first. When you have people on commercials talking about, well, I'm ready to go to hell because I don't believe in God. Folks calling him a fantasy. Tell you what, you will find out that it is a God, and that he is omnipotent, and that he will be back, and he will show you that there is a God. Don't play with God. I get emotional. See so much, God. We got to pray, family. We got to pray and pray and pray some more, because our world is not doing well. We are like sick patients without a doctor when a doctor is standing right by. But we don't want to believe in the doctor. We'd rather believe in alternative facts, that 400,000 people have not died, They died of other stuff. There's no such thing as COVID until you're laying on your deathbed and you still don't want to believe because you put your trust in a man over God. But you say you love God. Come on now. Lord, give me the word. Life lesson from Dr. Stanley, Exodus 19:16. There was thunderings and lightnings and a thick cloud on the mountain. All the people who were in the camp trembled. For good reason, the people trembled at the manifested presence of God on Mount Sinai. The Bible reminds us that we must serve God with reverence and godly fear, since our God is a consuming fire. And we're going to go real quick over to Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 28 and 29. So please join me in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 28 and 29. And the word says, kingdom which cannot be shaken. Let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. And when you put that back into a little bit of context, and it says, hear the voice, hear the heavenly voice. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 25. And it's verse 25 through 27. And we're going to get this word in context. And it says this, see that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken as of that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. Ooh, hallelujah. What a word. And of course, we will get into Hebrews as we go through this year in our study of this daily Bible. And so our word for this morning is coming out of Exodus chapter 20. It says, and God, not Minister Bridget, not Pastor, not anybody, not Moses, not Joshua, not Aaron, but God. Can you say it with me? God spoke all these words. And it says, and God, I'm saying it again, so it permeates our spirits, that Exodus 20 is not a Moses word, it's a God word. It's a God word, not a Moses word. Not an Aaron word, not a Joshua word, but a God word. Come on now. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other God before me. It is not a big G, but little G. You can't worship anything, not your house, not your car, not the sun, not the moon, not the stars, one God. You shall have no other God before me, says the Lord our God. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likenesses of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands to those who love me and keep my commandment. Come on now. Did he not say it? For I, the Lord your God, jealous God. We're not supposed to be bowing down to people, to places or things. Come on now. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. But be careful what comes out of from behind those teeth. You need to keep that tongue behind your teeth. If you can't say what you need to say that is positive, then don't say anything at all. But you do not take the Lord's name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. It's the Sabbath. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. That's the word. We have changed the Sabbath so much that, you know, it's Sunday. No, it's Saturday. No, it's Sunday. No, it's Saturday. 6 days you should work. On the seventh day you shall not work. That's it. You got to take a day off. You got to take a day off. That's the main thing, is you've got to have a seventh day that you take off. And I know that it's like, well, Saturday. It's our calendar. Sunday through Saturday. Sunday is the first day of the week. Saturday is the seventh day of the week. That's our calendar. Bottom line is, God is saying, work 6 days, rest on the seventh. 7 day week or 6 day week. Keep God. Keep a day set aside for God. As he said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. And then it, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. A little bit, that is one that says it right there up front. You shall not murder. And that's everything. That's including what God knitted in your womb. That's including the death row inmate. You shall not murder. That's including mothers, brothers, sisters, cousins, the neighborhood, their brothers and their sisters, whole families dying. What is it? Familial suicide. I'm going to kill my family, then I'll kill myself. Cowards. When the Lord says you shall not murder. And then for all those out there who put adulterers on paddle, the word of God says, you say you are Christian, you say you love God, you shall not commit adultery. But adulterers are put in high place and put on pedestal. You shall not steal. Thieves put it on pedestals and in high places. You shall not bear false witness against your brother, against your neighbor. Liars and cheats put on and in high places. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. I'm not even touching that. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor. You can't try to be like the Joneses. Oh, the Joneses got a new car. I got to go and get in debt so I can get a new car. Well, the Joneses, oh, his wife is fine. So I'm going to divorce mine so I can get a trophy wife that looks like Mrs. Jones. Come on now. We got folks acting absolutely crazy, trying to keep up with what somebody else is doing. You got to do what you do and not try to do what everybody else is doing. We cannot follow the crowd because the crowd's going through that big old wide gate. And if you want to go, then you go. I'm going through the narrow gate. I don't want to go with the crowd. I'm not going to follow the crowd. The crowd might take you into an insurrection. The crowd might take you into going to jail. The crowd might take you into death and destruction. The crowd might take you to hell. We got to be careful. And then the word of God says, now all the people witnessed the thundering and the lightning flashes, the sound of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they trembled and stood afar off. Then they said to Moses, you speak with us, and we will hear, but let not God speak with us, lest we die. And Moses said to the people, do not fear, for God has come to test you, and that his fear may be before you so that you may not sin. Understand, God is testing us right now. Christians, you are being tested right now. Who do you choose this day? Do you choose God, choose man? Do you choose God? Or will you allow lying and cheating in the house of God? Jesus said, my house shall not be a den of thieves. But we are allowing thieves to be in the house of God. Teaching false doctrine, following after men and saying things that are not of God. And God is not pleased about it. Chosen people over God. When Moses said to the people, do not fear, for God has come to test you. And I say today, don't fear. God is testing us. Will we pass the test? And this is what it says in verse 21. So the people stood afar off, but Moses drew near to God. What? Then the Lord said to Moses, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, you have seen that I have talked with you from heaven. You shall not make anything to be with me, gods of silver or gold, gods of gold, you shall not make for yourselves. An altar of earth you shall make for me, and you shall sacrifice on it your burnt offerings and your peace offerings, your sheep and your oxen. I am in every place where I record my name, I will come to you, and I will bless you. And if you make me an altar of stone, you shall not build it of your own stone. For if you use your tools on it, you have profaned it. Now shall you go by the steps to my altar, that your nakedness may not be exposed on it. A life lesson from Exodus chapter 20. You shall have no other God before me. Title of our lesson today. The first commandment is first for a reason. God must be first in everything we do. For intimacy with God is his highest priority for our life. Exodus 20 and 12. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. When every divine commandment comes, not merely a curse for disobedience, but a blessing for obedience. God does not give us commandments because he wants to control us. His commandments prepare us for his blessings. Every morning when I get up, I tell God, I'm thankful, I'm grateful, and I'm blessed. It's not just words. It's my heart. I am thankful that God gave me another day. I like to call it a do-over. I am grateful that he woke me up this morning. And I am so blessed to be a child of God. Because there have been so many things that have happened in my life that I should not be here. I shouldn't even be here. I should have died at 7 years old, being disobedient, hit by a car. It should have killed me, but it didn't, because God had an assignment for me. I didn't know it would be for another 40-plus years to do it, but I do it because I love God. And I am grateful that I have a mother that loved me to allow me to have some of the greatest, awesome parents anybody could ever have. And I am thankful that God has given me and my mom time to spend together, to travel together, to laugh together, to talk with each other. And that she's still here. My sister in Christ, her mom, COVID, and almost lost her father to COVID. But God, her mother was an awesome pastor, woman of God, that lost her life to COVID. Celebrated God all the time. We have got to celebrate God. We've got to love him. And we cannot put anything or anybody above God. The Lord loves us so much. He wants to bless us. Grant it. God, if you are going to a church where the Bible is not opened, where all you hear is stuff that does not have anything to do with salvation, that a word of God is not open, if they are not Bible-believing, Bible teaching, you get yourself up and walk out the door. You are not in a house of God to the forefront through his word. This word must be preached. It must be taught. If you don't teach anything, if you don't learn anything but Matthew chapter 6 and Exodus chapter 20, the two greatest books in the Bible to me, spoken by Jesus, spoken by God, we got to get the word in our heart and our mind and our commandment. Hallelujah. Psalms 18:37 through 45. I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn back again till they were destroyed. I have wounded them so they could not rise. They have fallen under my feet. But you have armed me with strength for the battle. You have subdued under me those who rose up against me. You have also given me the necks of my enemies so that I destroy those who hated me. They cried out, but there was none to save, even to the Lord, but he did not answer them. Then I beat them as fine as the dust before the wind. Come on, David, you better preach. They cast them out like dirt in the streets. You have delivered me from the strivings of the people. You have made me the head of the nations. People I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear me, they obey me. The foreigners submit to me. The foreigners fade away, and some frighten from their hideouts. Proverbs 6, verses 20 through 25. My son, keep your father's command, and do not forsake the law of your mother. What does the word say? Love your mother. Honor. And honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God has given you. And the word from Solomon, you, my son, keep your father's command and do not forsake the law of your mother. Bind them continuously upon your heart. Tie them around your neck. When you roam, they will lead you. When you sleep, they will keep you. And when you awake, they will speak with you. For the commandment is a lamp and the law a light. Reproofs of instruction are the way of life, to keep you from the evil woman, from flattering tongues of a seductress. Do not lust after her beauty in your heart, nor let her allure you with her eyelids. Another, don't follow after sin. You know, don't follow after sin. You know, the commandment is a lamp and the law is a light. We live in a dark world, and without becoming familiar with God's word and learning how to effectively shine its light on our problems, we will certainly stumble in the blackness. You better preach, Dr. Sam. And our last word for this morning is coming out of Matthew chapter 22, verse 23 through 46. And it says, the same day the Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to him and asked him, saying, Teacher, Moses said that if a man dies having no children, his brother shall marry his wife and raise up offspring for his brother. Now there were with us seven brothers. The first died after he had married, and having no offspring, left his wife to his brother. Likewise, the second also, and the third, even to the seventh. Last of all, the woman died also. Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife of the seven will she be? For they all had her. It's a test. Please, let me give you a little bit of education. And I'm saying this to all of us, because I have had a husband who was my husband for 32 years, but the Lord called him home. I don't know if God will give me another husband or will give me to wife to another husband, because again, the word of God says a man who finds a wife finds a good thing and finds favor with the Lord. Not a wife who's looking, no, a woman who's looking for a man. No. So whoever finds me, if it's God's will. But understand, I was blessed. That's all I can say. I was blessed. But this is what the word says. And this is what Jesus said. Not, again, not Matthew, not Mark, not Luke, not John, but Jesus. And Jesus answered and said to them, you are mistaken, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. For in the resurrection, they neither what marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels of God in heaven. So we done heard all kind of stuff, but I'm going to go by the word of God. And the word says, Jesus, Yahshua, answered and said to them, or Yeshua, answered and said to them, you are mistaken, knowing, not knowing, again, the scriptures, nor the power of God, for in the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels of God in heaven. By concerning the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what was spoken to you by God, saying, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. And when the multitude heard this, they were astonished at his teachings. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. Then one of them, in them, a lawyer, asked them a question, testing him and saying, "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hangs all the law and the prophets." While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, "What do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he?" They said to him, "The son of David." He said to them, "How then does David in spirit call him Lord, saying, 'The Lord said to my Lord,'" come on, y'all, "my right hand, till I make your enemies your footstool?" If David then calls him Lord, how is he his son? And no one was able to answer him a word, nor from that day on did anyone dare question him anymore. Don't play with God. Don't play with our Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Understand, he was there at the beginning. What did John say? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God. Hallelujah. What did it say? "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand." Come on now. God is God. And Jesus said it. "You shall love the Lord your God," our God, the creator of everything, "all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind." With all of you, every part of you, you got to love God. "And you shall not have any other God before him." That is the word. Oh, I love it. And then, you know, our life lesson, first one from Matthew chapter 22, says, "You are mistaken, not knowing the scripture, not the power of God." We cannot base our faith on human logic or reasoning, but on the word of God and the almighty power that brought it into being. If it seems foolish to some, so be it. The word of God will stand when all else, hallelujah, that's the word. This word will stand. It stood through wars. It stood through famine. It stood through Holocaust. It stood through slavery. It stood through civil rights, and it still stands through hatred and bigotry and every kind of ism you can think of. And Matthew chapter 22, verse 40, "On these two commandments hangs all the law and the prophets, love for God and love for all those made in his image," form the backbone of everything God says to us in his word. So Paul can say, love is the fulfillment of the law, Romans 13 and 10. And we're going to go real quick to Romans 13. I told y'all today was it. I'm filled up. I'm filled up from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. And I just want to say, get out of my way so I can dance. Because this is a word that just touched my heart. Because, I don't know what else to say, but thank you, God, for your word today, for reminding us who you are. Hallelujah. In the word of God, and this is, I love how, you know, some Bibles put a little title on the section. And the title on this section, and we're going to start up, it says, "Love your neighbor." That's the title. But we're going to go all the way down to verse number 14. So we're going to hit all of it in chapter 13. But Romans chapter 13, verse 8. Is where I'm going to start, because we want to make sure everything is in context. And it says this, "Owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law." Come on now. And then he goes on to say, "For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet, and there and if there is any other commandment, are all summed up in this same, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Can you say amen? And then the next section says, put on Christ. So we got to put on Christ today as we love the Lord our God and have no other God before him. And it says in verse 11 of Romans chapter 13, and do this knowing the time that now is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, nor in lewdness and lust, nor in strife and envy. Can we say amen? But put on the Lord Jesus and Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. We got to put on Jesus today. We got to love the Lord our God with every part of our being, with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind. And we have to, above all things, put nothing before God. But the Lord God Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth and the universe, everything in it, thou shalt have no other God before me. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, family. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And I tell you this, our Father God will direct our path. God will take us where we need to go to do what we need to do. We got to keep trusting in God today. Don't listen to foolishness. And I say it again, it has been so much on my heart, and those that listen in on a regular know I say this frequently. If you go to a church and they do not pick up a word of God, you get up and get out. If the whole sermon is not preached, and I say this, preached in context, get up and walk out. Because I'm going to tell you, there's many that will come and they will grab a word and it is out of context. And you go, are like, ooh, yeah, no. No, ooh, yeah. Go and read it for yourself and get it in the right way. Get it in context. Get it in context. God's word is true. You can't add to it and you can't take away from it. We got to go with what the word of God says, and we got to preach it the way God says to preach it, which is just read it. You don't even have to preach a sermon. You just read the word of God and it falls into place. Full belief. That when we trust in this word and we stand on this word, everything else falls into place. I'm filled up because I love God and I know that God loves me and he loves you too. But we have got to keep his commandments. We have got to trust God. You cannot keep falling after every Tom, Dick, and Harry, as my mama used to say. You've got to love God, and you got to believe in his word, because there's only one word, and that is God's word. And when we trust in it, we stand on it, we remember it. Ask God when you are in a fight, because our fights are not with flesh and blood. They're spiritual battles. When you are in that spiritual fight, remember to stand on the word of God, because God will send a scripture to your remembrance that you will be able to fight the battle. He will send what you need when you need it. All you got to do is trust in him, believe in him, and stand on his holy and righteous word. Father God, we thank you for this day that you have made. Lord, we have rejoiced in it. We are filled up from your word. And Lord, I ask you to please continue guiding this nation. God bless this nation. Guide us in the right direction to love each other, to care about others besides ourselves, to know that you are God and that you are the one that's in charge and that we are only your children. Lines are open if there is anyone that needs to speak a word this morning. 213-943-3597. If not, God has spoken. You shall have no other God before me. And we are going to listen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for this mighty, mighty word this morning. I just can't help myself, folks. I'm filled up. So I speak to you every day. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent, one from each other, in the precious and holy name of Christ Jesus. I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and wonderful day. If you're one of my Facebook friends, please wish my little sister Shantina Lewis a happy birthday. And just keep putting God first, because God will answer prayer. Again, family, we don't worry. We pray. And before we get out of here, as always, a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn, from Carolyn's Gift this morning, is this. Good morning. For everything that happens to you in life, be grateful. Remember, there is always someone else who is worse off than you. Have a thankful Thursday. And as always, right in, I say to you today, family, be thankful. Be grateful and know that you are blessed to be, first and foremost, alive. For I speak, as Kirk Franklin said in Love Theory, I speak you to life, brothers and sisters. I speak you to life. I love this word. Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life, back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah. So I wish you, I pray you, I love you, back to life, family. Have a blessed and wonderful day. It is, as we say, it's a wrap, because grandma is being grandma today. I got the baby, so I got to go enjoy some time with my grandchildren. So thank you all. Be blessed and have a great day. It's a wrap.